basically what we're doing is Walking Borders is a project set up by a number of people, both within the refugee activist community and within the art community in Brisbane. It was set up around the fact that there was going to be a bunch of arbitrary borders set up around Brisbane for the G20 conference. Much like normal borders, just not decided by ordinary people, but decided by political elites and political authority. And that we thought this was an opportunity, as people of Brisbane were going to experience a series of arbitrary borders which they would have to traverse in their own city over a number of days. That was a good opportunity to actually relate that to the fact that this happens to millions of people every year who are fleeing and suffering persecution or fleeing destitution, whatever it may be. And that this was a good chance not only to highlight that, but to also highlight our own government's bipartisan of both major parties' support for policies of mandatory detention and the locking up of refugees for basically indefinite periods of time, even those who have got refugee status but have failed security assessments. So this was a good opportunity to do that. So basically what we're doing is laying a series of boats around the borders that exist. So that includes the exclusion zones within South Bank and the city, but it also includes, starting on Thursday and culminating mainly on Friday, a series of walks around the declared zone. So that's the pink zone on the map that people might be aware of. It goes all through Wollongabba and up to almost Albion and back down to Newstead. So we're going to walk that maybe twice on Friday and do a series of installations around the border to mark that. And then on the Saturday, our main action is we have a flotilla of boats for the river and a series of community choirs who have a song. I can't remember the name for the passion of that, but I don't remember. I'm going to sing a song on one of the bridges of the river, and the flotilla of boats is going to be released to basically demonstrate the plight of refugees in this country and others. It's using the G20 as a platform, I guess, to highlight this and the fact that this is a body which has power to do something, but which obviously are not going to do it. But also, I think, highlighting the fact that this government here is using refugees as their only real element of political authority, I think. They have no real control over any other agenda. I think they're really using refugees to demonstrate to ordinary people that they have some kind of political authority, and that is over a border. And it's the only way that they can do that. They're held in such contempt, I think, by ordinary people in Australia. And the G20, I think, is a magnification of that. The fact that you have these huge barriers set up so they can have a meeting, I think, is a demonstration of the contempt at which our political leaders are held by most ordinary people. And the fact that to have these meetings, they have to have these borders, and to have any kind of political authority, there has to be absolute control of people's movement across borders. And I think that's a real lesson both in Australia and the fact that the Australian model is now being exported overseas. I mean, we've recently seen what's happened in Europe, which the Italian Navy was basically rescuing people in the Mediterranean. That is now finished. The EU has taken that over, and the British government has said that no, we won't basically rescue people outside of a 30-kilometre radius from the Italian border. Now, there are 150,000 people which go across the Mediterranean every year. So that is essentially the passive murder of tens of thousands of people who might drown in that area, which the Italian Navy were previously saving. Now, that rationale has come from Australia, that rescuing people at sea encourages people to get on boats. That's a rationale that's come directly from the Australian government and the Turn Back the Boat policy. So we have a real responsibility, I think, to point out, I think, the fact that the only political authority that this government can exercise is that over the movement of destitute people trying to seek out a better life. I don't think that most Australian people have a huge problem with refugees. If you look at the polls around elections, refugees are quite low. What I do think is that it's really a government which has given up exercising authority over an economic agenda, where it's very bipartisan. There's no disagreement over a whole bunch of issues in politics in this country, yet the only way that they can demonstrate, as again, political authority is over a group of destitute people on a boat who were just seeking help. So, and again, the G20 I think is a magnification of that political intent, and the fact that they have to do this to have a meeting.